Captain Clements.
Yes, Malarkey?
The men haven't eaten in days, sir.
Yes, Malarkey.
Captain, I don't think you fully understand. I said the men have not eaten in days now.
I heard you, Malarkey. Thank you.
Captain, you've gone quite mad. I'm telling you for the last time, the men have not eaten in days.
Well, force them! You've plenty of men, haven't you?
Plenty, sir.
Plenty of what, sir?
Men, sir.
What?
Men.
What?
Men.
Men.
Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
'Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men.
Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley. There's Butch
and Spike
and Buzz
and Biff
and one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift the seat, there's no one here but men.
Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard, there's no one here but men.
Amen.
Oh, man, any woman will say, whatever he is, we like him that way. A man is a creature we can't overlook, as easy to read as a page in a book. He'll boast and he'll brag of the women he spurned, but just like a doorknob, his head can be turned. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A man will say, whatever he is, we like him that way. As strong as an ox or as meek as a pup, he's just a small boy who will never grow up. A leader by day, he can make business hum, then wind up at night under some woman's thumb. Uh-huh.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A man, oh, a man, any woman will say, whatever he is, we like him that way. Complains that he's henpecked and treated so bad, but if he's ignored, then he'll holler like mad. He knows all the methods of landing a fish, but still can't be trusted at drying a dish. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
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 Uh-huh.
All right, already. A man, oh, a man. Any woman will say, whatever he is, we like him that way.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean, can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? All you ever do when you come in from school, throw down your book, sit on a TV stool. Glue to the set just like you're in a trance, jumping around doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance, oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting wild with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with
boop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. When you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting away with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
I'm bummed at my old man, 'cause he's making me stay in my room.
Darn my dad.
I came in a little late, and my old man, he just blew his mind.
Blew it bad.
Why did he sell my surfboard? He cut off my hair last night in my sleep. I wish I could see outside, but he tacked the boards on my window.
Gosh, it's dark.
I can't hit the surf, can't drag, can't do a doggone thing.
Wish I could.
I tried to call up my chick, but he jerked my phone right out of the wall. They gave me some breadcrumbs and a little glass of water, and they're out there eating steak.
Sounds so good.
I ripped up my wardrobe and I'm growing a beard. Oh, and will they let me come on? I listened to my radio, but he took it. He's using it in his own room.
Now it's gone.
I wish I could do some homework, but I got suspended from school.
Blew my cool.
I'm bugged at my old man, and he doesn't even know where it's at.
Kids, I see you feeling blue. Parents push around and tell you what to do. Dad makes you clean your room and go to bed. Instead of watch TV, you have to do homework instead. And I know it makes you angry and you're full of rage. Well, let me tell you a secret I wish I knew at your age. Next time you're angry and you wanna fight back, just tell your teacher daddy likes to play with your sack. And you can get a new daddy, get a new daddy. Police will take the old one away in a caddy. You can get a new daddy, get a new daddy. Stay up real late, kick back and light up a fatty. You can get a new daddy, get a new daddy. In a couple of months you'll probably get a new daddy. Get a new daddy, get a new daddy. In a couple of months you'll probably get a new daddy.
Now for a little while your new daddy's cool, buys you things and tries real hard to bond with you. Lets you eat candy and play video games, but your friends at school all think that he's kind of lame. Now you can't have your buddies making fun of your dad, and all in all this one is really not so bad. But you think you might like to try once more, take naked Polaroids of yourself and leave them in his sock drawer. And you can get a new daddy, get a new daddy. Stay up real late, kick back and light up a fatty. You can get a new daddy, get a new daddy. Police will take the old one away in a caddy. You can get a new daddy, get a new daddy. In a couple of months you'll probably get a new daddy. Get a new daddy, get a new daddy. In a couple of months you'll probably get a new daddy.
Now your mom's wondering what's wrong with her, and why she keeps attracting men that are dirty pervs. She has a breakdown and cries and cries, and after a while she's institutionalized. And you can get a new mommy, get a new mommy, new brother and sister, a new house and new mommy. Get a new mommy, get a new mommy, a new brother, new sister, a new house and new mommy. Get a new mommy, get a new daddy, stay up real late, get back and spark up a fatty. You can get a new daddy, get a new daddy, police will take the old one away in a caddy. You can get a new daddy, get a new mommy, a new brother and sister, a new house and new mommy. Get a new mommy, get a new daddy, stay up real late, kick back and spark up a fatty. You can get a new daddy, get a new daddy, in a couple of months you'll probably get a new daddy.
September. It was a day I'll always remember, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. You know, I never got a chance to see him, and I never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. And Mama just shook her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
while he left, this was alone.
Hey, Mama, now is it true what they say? That Papa never worked a day.
Now that ain't right.
I heard about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
He ran and died
and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Mother just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
People say Papa never was much one for thinking. Spent all his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just looked away and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Oh,
muchos años ya, a los 23, conocí a una viuda y con ella me casé. La viuda tenía una hija que era ya mayor y que a mi padre enamoró y con él se casó. Mi padre, mi hijo político, así se convirtió. Mi hija era mi madre, si con mi padre se casó. Y para complicarlo más, aunque a mí me alegró, me convertí en el padre de mi hijo que nació. Mi hijo entonces era hermano de papá, y por tanto mi tío, y eso no me gustó ya. Porque si mi hijo es mi tío, hermano de papá, es hermano de su chica, que ahora es mi mamá. La mujer de mi padre tuvo un hijo también, se convirtió en mi nieto, y yo qué podía hacer. Mi esposa ahora es la madre de mi madre, y ya lo ven. Porque aunque ella es mi esposa, es mi abuela también. Si mi esposa es mi abuela y yo su nieto soy, y cuanto más lo pienso, más loco creo que estoy. Soy el caso más raro donde quiera que voy. Como esposo de mi abuela, mi propio abuelo soy. Yo mi abuelo soy, yo mi abuelo soy. Ya sé que suena mal, pero es la verdad. Y yo mi abuelo soy, yo mi abuelo soy, yo mi abuelo soy. Ya sé que suena.
Great grandpappy when the land was young, barred his door with a wagon tongue. Oh, 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 oh. When the times got tough and the Redskins' mom said his prayers with a shotgun cock. Oh. Great grandpappy was a busy man, cooked his grub in a frying pan, picked his teeth with a hunting knife. He wore the same suit all his life. Oh. Children came to be blessed, the old man's house in the wilderness. Oh, oh, doubt this story if you can. The great grandpappy was a busy man.
grandfather dies, life will be strange. When grandfather dies, my whole world will change. When grandfather dies, I'll scream and I'll yell, 'cause I'll be fucking rich as hell. So grandfather die, don't keep me in suspense. So grandfather cough up that inheritance. So grandfather don't hold on another day. I love you to death, but I got bills to pay. A stroke would be nice, disease would be cool. I'll scatter his ashes in my new swimming pool. I'll party with Hef, I'll dine with the Queen. So what say we unplug that machine? Oh, grandfather, die before the fiscal year. Oh, grandfather, I wish Kevorkian were here. Oh, grandfather, fly, just take your final bow. Oh, grandfather, die, family hates you anyhow. For God's sakes, you must be as old as the sun. Your social security number is 1. You're deaf, dumb, and blind, and an amputee. You donate your blood every time that you pee. Your arthritis acts up whenever it rains. You're so old, your penis has varicose veins. Well, why don't you die, Grandpa? Why must you fight? You old motherfucker, just walk toward the goddamn light. Walk toward the light, old man. Walk toward the light, old man. It's all over now. My granddad is dead. A mysterious blow to his wrinkled old head. Before I collect, a small oversight, but everything should work out all right. I'll start working on my grandma tonight.
Thank you!
Accomplishments. And they were very great accomplishments. For example, in 1965, he came to this country with just a few dollars and started the Hare Krishna religion. I still have a picture of him hanging out in Tompkins, showing the hippies how to chant and be happy. Also, my father was the first and so far only man to be born with fallopian tubes. He had his nipple pierced and his testicles and his clitoris. He was really cool. He used to work for American Standard, the Toilet People, and he did some mail drops for the CIA. He always used to say to me, "Son, Lyndon Johnson has always been made out of clothespins, but Eisenhower was a cantaloupe, and only now is he Episcopalian. Nothing short of sausages and funnels for as long as you both shall live." He never explained this to me entirely. He never had to. Speaking of testicles and clitoris, about 5 years after he died, my father wrote a play, and the main characters were named Testicles and Clitoris. Here is a brief excerpt.
Hey, Testicles, how's it hanging?
Dude, baby boomers suck, because they're old, and they don't give a fuck about age research, because they're all old and they don't have it, and they don't give a fuck if we all die.
Yeah, but dude, like, at least they support free cheese enemas for the poor.
So, dude, when are you going to introduce me to Ella Fitzgerald's underwear and Jerry Van Dyke's pancreatic fluids?
Well, dude, when are you going to bake me that delicious blueberry fetus pie you've been promising me?
Anyway, it went on from there. It was never produced, but Desi Arnaz bought the film rights for Paramount, and I put my share of the inheritance into mutual funds, which I parlayed into a sizable fortune, which I then spent on Q-tips and hydrogen peroxide for the Church of Hal, because I could never really get into my father's religion, dressing up in orange and jumping up and down and chanting all the time, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radhara Manahari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. But my father was a really great man. I'll never forget the last thing he ever said to me, nor will I ever repeat it.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day, yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. I remember blue skies walking the block. I loved it when you held me high. I loved to hear you talk. You would take me to the movie. You would take me to the beach. You would take me to a place inside that is so hard to reach.
And he's nice. He is my number one. My sugar daddy, he's sugar and spice. He is terrific fun. A tall, but weak can go dancing from evening till dawn. He's not a tall bore, whoa, 'cause my sugar daddy, he is the kind who will come back for more. We can go and walk in the park, feed the ducks and geese, stop and sit a while by the pond, have a bite to eat. He's the fella that I adore, hope you will agree, 'cause my sugar daddy, he is the boy, he is my cup of tea. My sugar daddy, he's soft and he's nice, he is my number one. My sugar daddy, he's sugar and spice, he is terrific fun. I top, we can go dancing from evening till dawn. He's not at all a bore, 'cause my sugar daddy, he is the kind who will come back for more. Yeah, la 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 la. I top, we can go dancing from evening till dawn. He's not at all a bore, 'cause my sugar daddy, he is the kind who will come back for more. Oh yeah!
Oh, sorry you caught me there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. I am, of course, your host. Sometimes I'm tempted to say your genial host, but that's not true. I'm not genial at all. Anyway, today we salute fathers, sons, grandfathers, grandsons, husbands, and just men in general. We're just all kind of lumping them together. Just as God himself would have done if he existed. We started with Martin Mull, of course. This is the only thing we could have started with today, and that was men. After that, Rosemary Clooney and Man, from a single, the other side of which was called Woman, You heard that a couple of weeks ago by Jose Ferrer. Daddy, can I go to the hop? Was the Kashmirs, featuring Eddie Jones. After that, the Beach Boys answering the question, I'm Bugged at My Old Man. One of my favorite Beach Boy tunes. The Whitest Kids You Know. After that, Get a New Daddy. Run C&W, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. One of the first bluegrass cover bands I can think of. After that, I'm My Own Grandpa in Spanish. For those of you who have had it up to here with it in English, that was Juaner Dominguez. Bo Diddley after that from 1959, and that was The Great Grandfather. Following that, Stephen Lynch and Grandfather, subtitle Grandfather Die. Oh, sorry about that. After that, where are we here? Oh yeah, after that, King Missile featuring John Hall, My Father. And then Everclear finally makes it to the Bit Slap. I was wondering when that was going to happen. That was Father of Mine. And yes, Bit Slap is an equal opportunity abuser. And then Sheena Scott, My Sugar Daddy. All right? So, I hope you have a good relationship with your dad. I understand that it's not the simplest thing on the world. But it's something that can be really good for you. I would suggest that if you don't, you just sort of, you know, swallow your pride and at least make the effort to make it good. It may not work, but if it does, it's a good thing. I don't know. Just what I think, anyway. So, well, let's just get back to the stuff here. We got Dad's waiting in the wing. There are no baseball songs today. Just so you know. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tommy, tell me one thing. What do you want to do? I want to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
What do you want to do when you finally grow up?
Smack you right in the mouth.
I mean, seriously.
Well, what
after,
I like to,
after that.
What I like to do more than anything else in the world is I like to grow up to be more like anything. I like to be like my father.
Your father?
Because I admire my father more than anything in the world. I want to be just like him when I grow up.
I think it's a wonderful thing that when you grow up, you want to emulate your father.
I wouldn't do that. I like my father. When I was little, my father used to, when I was 7 years old, I remember he used to take me for walks in the park. And I'd hold his hand. I was proud to walk with my father because he was a tall man and everybody admired him. And in our town, every Sunday, people would be sitting in the park and things, and they'd all holler out, "Hi there, Gort." There goes Gort Smothers, a big man. I'd be holding his hand. I'd feel
Tommy.
So proud and happy to be walking with him.
What did they say?
They say, "There goes Gort Smothers, one of the big men. Hi,
Tommy,
Gort, how
Tommy.
Are you?"
Say, "Hey, wait a minute. You're Tommy. Your father's name is Mort."
Then who was that guy that I was walking with?
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar. He wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat. He wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist. What do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar, wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat. He wears anthropologist shoes. Every Saturday evening, reads the anthropologist news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist, same as my old man.
My old man's a refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar, wears a refrigerator man's hat. Wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat. He wears a refrigerator man's shoes. Every Saturday morning, he reads a Playboy.
If I can,
I'm gonna be a refrigerator and repairman. Name is my old man.
My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
The way you've been going tonight, I would suggest you try some other...
He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's collar. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's hat. He wears a cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's raincoat. He wears cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker's shoes.
What about socks?
He wears cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker socks.
What about a striped necktie?
Wears cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucker striped necktie.
A little faulty there.
Yeah, it was a little faulty.
What about a bracelet?
Where's it? No.
What about a bra?
What did you say?
Wasn't that important?
Now, wait a minute. You asked me a question. What did you say? Now, say it out loud. I can't
a bra!
That's a stupid question.
You'll never wear a bra?
Why do you ask a stupid question like that? That's
Zero
ridiculous.
Man wears a bra!
You shut up. Tommy, just be
careful. Zero man wears a bra!
I think he wears a cotton picking finger like a chicken plucker's bra.
The old man's a little weird, isn't
he? Every Saturday evening, you read the cotton picking news. And someday, if I can, I'm going to be a cotton picking finger licking chicken plucker.
Why don't you be a refrigerator?
The same as my old man.
Well, here I am once more upon the rostrum. I'm going to try and sing you a little song. A little song dedicated to any judge you wish to name. A little song entitled, "You May Be Deaf, But You'll Have Your Hearing in the Morning." The butcher one day came down in his rig, but father was out. The butcher, he said that he came for a pig, But Father was out. Excuse me, did I tell you the title of this song? The title of the song is Father is Out. All right, Professor. Pa joined the militia, but when we had war, Father was out. The sergeant, he came and he knocked on our door, but Father was out. Says Ma to the sergeant, this will break my heart, but Dad was the very first man to depart. Down to the depot to see the troops start. That's why Father's out. Father was out. Father was out. Father was no hero. He knew what he's about. For all of that day till the troops got away, Father stayed out. Pa went to the village to blow in his tin, but Father was out. They have a hotel there, they call it the Inn, but they threw Father out. While inside the Inn, Father was a disgrace. He called for a punch, tried to clean out the place. Well, they gave him a punch, but a punch in the face. And Father went out. Father was out. Father was out. The landlord was a scrapper, and loudly he did shout, if you ever come here, you'll go out on your ear. So Father stayed out. You know, Father was the most absent-minded man that ever lived. Just to show you how absent-minded Father was, we had a big bulldog up to our house that Father thought the world of. And every night when Father came home, before Father put himself to bed, Father'd always kick this dog downstairs. Well, the other night Father came home. He had on one of his absent-minded streaks. He was thinking of something else. And Father, instead of putting himself to bed and kicking the dog downstairs, Father put the dog to bed and Father kicked himself downstairs. Then Father prowled around the streets all night looking for rats, cats, and other kind of dogs. And Father never noticed the difference till he tried to bark in the morning. Then Father discovered he's the wrong dog. We're going to put a muzzle on Father tomorrow. But you know, Father was a great traveler and a school teacher. And while Father was traveling, he was always teaching school. And this is the way Father read his ABCs. A stands for Atlanta, a B for Boston town. C stands for Chicago, where the hold-up men abound. A D stands for Denver, where they cure your lungs and liver. E stands for Evansville on the Mississippi River. Wait a minute! On the Mississippi River. F stands for Fall River, Frankfurt too as well. G stands for Grand Rapids, and H stands for... Wait a minute! H stands for Helena, I stands for Indianapolis, where the Indians found. J stands for Jersey City, where mosquitoes weigh a pound. K stands for Kansas City, L for Louisville, I hear. M stands for Milwaukee, Milwaukee stands for beer. N is New York City, the place to go in a hot. A man from Arkansas came there and lost his little rock. O stands for Omaha, don't think the town's a joke. A P stands for Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh stands for smoke. A Q stands for Quincy, I for Rochester, but T is the strongest thing they drink out in Topeka. U's for Utica, while Vicksburg is the town that goes with V. W's for Wheeling, West Virginia. XY, that's got the best of me. Z's for Zone up at the North Pole, where Old Glory is unfurled. But the whole country's showing by the way she's winning, we lead the entire world.
Father papered the parlor, but he'd no right to do so. Our parlor wanted papering, and Pa said it was waste to call the paper hangers in, and so he made some paste. He got some rolls of paper, a ladder and a brush, and with me mother's nightgown on at it, he made a rush. When Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Pa for paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. Dum-da-dum-da-da-da. What do you think of poor old Father? Diddly-di-di-di-do. You never saw such a bloomin' family so stuck up before. La da dum da 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 da. That's the part I like. and soon dead, fell down the stairs and dropped the paper hanger's can. Our little sister Mary sitting there with her young man. The pace stuck them together as we thought would be for life. We had to fetch the parson in and make the man and wife. When Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a blooming family so stuck up before. Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Papa paste. Dabbing it here. There was paste all over him. I say all over him. Oh, la, da, dum, di, 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 di. We're never going to move away from that house anymore. My father's gone and stuck the chairs and the tables to the floor. We can't find our piano, though it's broad and rather tall. We think that it's behind the paper passed up on the wall. When Father papered the parlor, you couldn't see Papa paste. Dabbing it here and dabbing it there, there was paste and paper everywhere. Mother was stuck to the ceiling and the kids were stuck to the floor. You never saw such a blooming family so stuck up before. Come on, form a set of lances. Form top and bottom lines. Ladies in the center, gents in the center. Advance. Come on, Mother, don't stand there all night. We want to get the set over. Oh, dear old Mother, come on, give us a kiss. You won't? All right, I'll go home to the wife.
Mama, hurry, Mama, hurry. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Sister, brother, run and tell poor Mother. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Papa's in bed with his britches on. Late this morning, about 10:30. Oh, Pop's come falling in. Lipstick on his cheek and a knot on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin. Uncle, auntie, he's still got on his panty. Oh, Pop's in bed with his britches on. Pop's in bed with his britches on. Put the key in the lock. When he fell in the door, he was beat to his sock. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on. Oh, Papa's in bed with his britches on.
Best he can. takes a barrel of whiskey to make him frisky, my old man.
When he steps out, grabs old Miss from the washing tub, takes her in a taxi to the Onyx Club. Flang, flang, a doodle, the pradaggy daggy,
my old man. He's gonna end in the garbage can. Put a bottle of gin there, he'll get in there, my old man.
Elephant over there. Hey, who that in my chair? And what she doing there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, can I go over there? Hey, daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything here. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair and wear my teddy bear. And oh, daddy, oh, hey, look at the cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there?
The years will go, the little fella's gonna grow. I gotta tell him what he needs to know. Help him along so he'll know right from wrong. Gotta make him strong. As life's parade goes trudging by, he'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try best that I can. Gonna help him to plan so he'll be a man. You give a kid your best and you hope he'll pass the test when you finally send him out into the world somewhere. But though he's grown, I'm betting I never will forget. And daddy kinda had a big elephant over there. Hey, what they doing there? And how you work that dare? And oh, daddy, oh, he, daddy, he, what that say up there? Hey, daddy, what is fair? How come I gotta share? And daddy, can I have a big elephant over there?
Diamond Horn. Lord, been moving on. The pavements rise before my eyes. The streets lead on and on. You gotta have guts to walk the world like a man. You gotta walk tall to do the best that you can. There's wind and rain, sorrow and pain of starting your journey over again. To walk the world like a man. If a man's a man, he's more than muscle and bone. He's solid nerve, his fists are cut out of stone. You gotta work and sweat from the day you're born. You catch a wink and tackle the dawn. To walk the world like a man. Moving, moving on. Before my eyes, the streets lead on and on. You gotta crack a smile to walk the world like a man. You gotta stop a while and shake the hands of a man. You gotta clutch the earth, touch the sky, look each comer in the eye, find a love that's warm and real, and learn to share the feelings you feel. To walk the world like a man. To walk the world like a man. To walk the world like a man.
Number two.
Squeezing old fencing down from the cement shoulders to the mashed up gonna cut these ugly. I got hair on my back like a waterfall, rattling head like a slab of beef. Got teeth out my mouth like a bulldog. I got a leathery gun for the meat. I'm real ugly. I'm talking flat out, scare me a buzzard off a gut wagon. Down from the craggy chin to the callous covered hat, each feet ugly. Mother's cover up a baby's eyes. When I crash on into the cafe, people choke on they cottage fries. Cause I'm usually, I don't bother getting all decked out in no nifty continental suit. I don't bother dragging me no bristle brush across my unruly waxy hair. What's the use? Watch a scunch up a stinky little baby doll face. Watch her bleached out hair turn white. That's me she's looking at. I ain't got no need for small talk. I ain't got no autograph house. No Valentine's jammed up my mailbox. No pesky friends around. See, I'm ugly. I'm talking hatchet face, puffy lips, zit squeezing, offensive. From the seaman shoulders to the mashed up gutter cut knees, ugly.
Ma and Pa was so darn sore they woke me up one night. I heard some awful cussing, and Ma said Pa was right. They was a waiting sister, Bess, who hadn't kept her word. Sun came up as Bess came in, and this is what I heard. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbor talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Oh, yes, they slap my sister Bessie. They sure did slap, slap, slap her on the chin. Oh, how they slap my sister Bessie. When she got down, she couldn't get up again. One day to meet that traveling salesman with city slicking ways. We ran and stood beside the road with shotguns by our side. Me and Deacon Pa and Ma who yelled as they came by. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbor talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Now Ma and Pa, they planned for Bess to marry Deacon Brown, and not that traveling salesman who always came around. They made poor Bessie go to church, her face was mighty red. So the deacon took one look at her, and this here's what he said. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. And we don't want our neighbor talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Oh, yes, they slap my sister Bessie. They sure did slap, slap, slap her on the chin. Oh, how they slap my sister Bessie. When she got down, poor Bess, she sure had a red face.
Saturday morning, you come without warning, wake me up from my bed, asking permission to marry my princess. Son, what's wrong with your big head? It's the first time I met you, why would I let don't you run off with my baby girl. Get back in your Pinto, it's time that you go. The answer's no. You say you want my daughter for the rest of your life. Well, you gotta make more than burgers and fries. Get out your mama's basement, boy, and get you a life. Son, you're 28, don't you think it's time? Why you gotta call me rude for doing what a dad shouldn't do? Keep her from a fool like you. And if you marry her anyway, marry that girl. I'm gonna punch your face, marry that girl. I'll make you go away, marry that girl at the bottom of a lake. Oh, you may not get this, so let me explain it. 'Cause you need to understand, this is forever. She deserves better. She really needs a grown man. I know what you're thinking, you think you'll still take her. Well, give it your best shot. I may be a Christian, but I'll go to prison. I'm not afraid of doing hard times. You say you want my daughter for the rest of your life. Well, you gotta make more than burgers and fries. Get out your mama's basement, boy, and get you a life. Son, you're 28, don't you think it's time? Why you gotta call me rude for doing what a dad should do? And keep her from a fool like you. And if you marry her anyway, you marry that girl. I'm gonna punch your face, marry that girl. I'll make you go away, marry that girl at the bottom of the lake. Oh, the answer is no. The answer is no. So why don't you go?
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Someday, don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Oh, ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take a driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
So pour another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. Then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. Come and tell me why you're leaving me. Oh, put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks, sew my old.
Okay, we're back. Nice and gentle. All right. So we started that set with the only other song that we really had to play today. That was the Smothers Brothers, of course, and My Old Man. You would not believe how many different versions there are of that out there. There's no studio versions. They're all live, just like all the Smothers Brothers stuff. It's all live. And I hate live stuff. Just because it's hard to, shall we say, implement. All right. After that, we heard Murray K. Hill, and that was Father's Eccentricities, followed by Billy Williams, When Father Papered the Parlor. A couple of ineffective dads there. Papa's in Bed with His Britches On was Cab Calloway, of course. The Spirits of Rhythm, after that, My Old Man. Followed by Oscar Brown Jr., Dat Dare, and yes, that was Oscar Brown Jr. Walk the World Like a Man from Three Young Men from Montana. Unnamed, but there you go. Followed by Me, Myself, and I. Not Three Young Men from Montana. As a matter of fact, not even three young men. One strange guy called Me, Myself, and I, and that was If I Was a Man. Followed by my favorite man song, Ugly, from Johnny Meeskite. And then Esmeralda, Slap Her Down Again, Paul. You know the one by Arthur Godfrey. Here's a different take, just for you. And then Benji Cowart, Rude, which is a, it says it's a parody version of another song called Rude by Magic Moment or something like that. Apparently it was a hit. Never heard of it before. No, because I don't listen to radio, at least conventional radio. And there's like 10 or 12 different versions of that out there, different parody things. I don't know. So, all right, so we just put it in there. And then finishing it off with Bill and Boyd. They're from New Zealand, and that was from 1975, and that was Put Another Log on the Fire. So there you go. That does it for now. We got a couple more coming up, but I said before, I hope you had a good relationship with your dad. I mean, I didn't. My dad died 32 years ago this week, and yeah, we had a couple of rough years together. He and I were very similar, and you know, these things don't always work out. But near the end, we started to level off, and the last couple of months were pretty good. We had the last conversation we had was about the Mets. He was always a Yankee fan. I was always a Mets fan, and he always dug at me for it. But it was the week that the Mets acquired Keith Hernandez, and one of the last things he said to me before I hung up talking on the phone, he says, "You know that this could be good for the Mets. All they got to do now is come up with somebody. They need a good catcher, somebody like Gary Carter." Spooky. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Miss you, Dad.
Immediately following a girl's dream of a knight in shining armor and that long walk down the middle aisle comes that shattering reality commonly called a husband. A husband is... Jane,
Well, there are various ways of acquiring a husband. Candlelight, false eyelashes, homemade pies, wealthy parents, flattery, trickery, and determination. To avoid being one is the primary purpose of every single male. And the primary purpose of every married male is to get every single male married. What are husbands made of? Pipes, waterproof watches, do-it-yourself kits, World Series tickets, fishing trips, conventions, receding hairlines, clumsy feet, and, when they disagree with you, fat heads. When you want them, they can usually be found under cars, inside TV sets, behind newspapers, making bologna sandwiches, in hot water, and frequently in debt. Nobody can come home so late with so many alibis and bring along so many friends for dinner without letting you know. A husband is a rare combination of dreams of conquest, delusions of grandeur, animal magnetism, and wide-eyed innocence with lipstick on his collar. When you're sick, he's the doctor. When you're lost, he's the Boy Scout. When you cry, he's the comic. And when you can't stretch your budget, he's your piggy bank. A husband is an endless source of information. He knows taxes are too high, salaries too low. How to get things wholesale? A screwball from a knuckleball. The answer to last week's quiz shows. How to have a ticket fixed, army buddies, and too many other women. He doesn't know what's eating his boss, what makes his mother-in-law tick, what this world is coming to, how to mambo, and how to keep his mouth shut. Just so you can remember him every minute of the day, he leaves you with shirts to iron, buttons to sew on, spots to take off, messy ashtrays, clothes to pick up, garbage to take out, and then comes home and asks, "What have you done all day?" Who else can fix a hot water heater so quickly and then telephone the plumber for help? Who else can say, "Happy birthday," when it's really your wedding anniversary? And who else can spend a romantic evening yawning, reading, snoozing, and switching TV channels? A husband is lord and master with a dish towel in his hand, a tycoon pushing a lawnmower, and a metropolitan tenor singing in the shower. And when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you look across the bed, the face you see is not Clark Gable, not Liberace. It's that unshaven, unkempt, bleary-eyed, wonderful hunk of a man, your husband.
Well, he used to be a slicker with a cane in his hand. Now he wears the clothes of a working man. He's a high-geared fatty, but his sweet mama throated him low. Well, he used to meet the jitterbugs, join right in. Now he's a-getting kind of short on wind. He's a high-geared daddy, but his sweet mama throated him low. Used to meet the boys with a toot of his horn. He ain't had time since the twins was born. He's a high-geared daddy, but his sweet mama throated him low. Well, he used to break a heart, keep the girls in tears. Now he's got a mama that can shift his gears. He's a high-geared daddy, but his sweet mama throated him low. To run around in a limousine. All he runs now is a washing machine. He's a high-geared daddy, but his sweet mama throated him in low. If he ever bought a girl an ice cream cone, he tried to squeeze it out before he took her home. He's a high-geared daddy, but his sweet mama throated him in low.